Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sure, sure, heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Somebody just lets him hear it, that he knows how happy we are all are when we hear his song. Actually, I want to be on The Voice, so even though I don't have one, I could sing the happy song. Hi, everyone. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am Bonnie Albers. If you miss who I am, I don't think you'll ever miss it again, because I am just a chatter, and I love metaphysics. I am a spirit, psychic, intuitive medium. I'm a counselor. I'm an RN, which is a registered nurse. I'm a life coach, and I am a legal nurse consultant. So I have the gamut of all different things that I bring with me to talking to you. And I love talking, as you all know. We had a fabulous week this week, and I just want to tell you how to get a hold of me. I do readings and I do counseling. You can find me at www.bonniealbersonair.com, and there is a contact page. Of course, you can look at our blog, my blog page. It'll tell you a little about me. I didn't write it. I kind of approved it. So there's changes that I hope are coming soon, but you can take a look at what I do. There's also the last five shows that are embedded in my webpage, and I hope that someday my YouTube vid will be there too. So that is new to me. I'm on YouTube. I haven't quite gotten the hang of it because I don't have the right cameras that'll tape the whole two-hour show. And I am going to, I had bought a camera, and hopefully this week I'll learn how to use it. So you can find me on YouTube. You can find me at my website, www.bonniealbersonair.com. Same thing with YouTube. It's Bonnie Albers On Air. Please like and subscribe to my channel so that when I do new vids, you can see me. I sometimes put up who I meet, people you have seen on the show. If they come, like Ron Cole will be on as soon as we're done the Major Arcana, he's going to actually read on air, and you'll see his spread and his cards on YouTube. I also rock Facebook. So if you are wanting to find out about my shows and who's there when I put them up, because I try to keep it up, you can FaceTime me. I mean, Facebook me. I also have FaceTime too. And I have Skype. So I'm on Twitter and I'm on LinkedIn. So my name stays the same, Bonnie Albers On Air, or Bonnie Mosenter Albers, as you'll find me in Facebook. I love keeping connected to all of you. And just to let you know, today I do not see chat. I can't get chat up for the last 2 days. And it's because of the computer program that I have on Apple. So I'm going to figure it out, and maybe anybody there can figure it out for me, but it'll put up everything but chat. And my other computer is being carted to the boat right now, because today, Friday, I go and I meet my husband at the VA. I walk from Winter Park, which is pretty long, to the VA, and then we go down to Fort Pierce. So he has my computer so that I don't actually have to walk with my computer in my hands. Today we have a fabulous show for you. I just want to talk a little bit about synchronicity first before I go into past lives and soulmates and free will. But it is so cool. And Candy, I know you're out there. I don't see you, but I see your phone number on. And I just wanted to tell everyone, I had a crazy dream last night, and it involved Robin Williams at the end, and he came completely to me and started talking. It came afterwards too, so I think he knows I'm an open channel. I don't know Robin Williams. Don't pretend to know Robin Williams. And the only thing I kept hearing was Mork and Mindy. Well, last night, everyone, while I'm watching, and my husband had it on the show, it's in Las Vegas, Pawn Star. They had somebody bringing in a Mork and Mindy doll. I mean, think about that. Here I'm talking about Robin Williams and Mork, and then that night I see a Mork and Mindy doll. I haven't seen a Mork and Mindy doll. He was trying to pawn it off. So that is synchronicity. The other thing that happened was in my dream, I was talking about, I don't remember what I was talking about actually, because I'd have to go back and read my notes, but it was another one of the synchronicity lines. So you have to think to yourself, what does synchronicity mean? Synchronicity is your angels, guides, and masters showing you that what you were actually thinking, thought, or bringing through, they wanted you to know, they heard you. Yes, that what you're talking about will come to pass, that they already know. They want to give you the message that you've been heard. I mean, think about that. Mork and Mindy, really? So that was so cool. I just had to tell you about synchronicity because it's going to lead me into the next line, which is free will. So if anybody has synchronicity in their life, they could be the littlest of things. You could be thinking about, you know, your father, your mother, a sister, a brother that has passed in spirit, and you see a white feather in front of you, a coin, and you know that they had coin collections, or you know they loved feathers, or that you do. A white feather anyway in front of you means spirit is with you, but it is so cool, synchronicity, because it just gives you the aha moment that you aren't here by yourself. Now, I know that, but many people who aren't real metaphysical, actually they could be, but they just don't think about it. Synchronicity, when they're ready to awaken, or they just give the time, think about what is going on in their life, and they come up with a synchronicity moment, it's usually an aha moment, like, what? You're kidding. That couldn't be. So I love those aha moments. In chat, I'd love to know if any of you, I don't see chat, Candy's there, so I'll put her on a little later. But for anybody who has had an aha moment that you just can't, even me, who is spiritual, who's mediumistic, intuitive, and psychic, when I have those synchronicity moments, synchronatic moments, I can't get over it. It's like, what? So I know that it's just the coolest feeling when you do have those aha moments. You could be driving down the road and you're thinking about your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, a friend, your husband, and all of a sudden you look up just by chance and the billboard says, hi, join David Cook's chat room or something, and your husband's name was David. So I can tell you that synchronicity, aha moments happen a lot. We just might miss them because we're not really in our spiritual head mode. We're actually in our ego head mode. We're thinking about work. We're thinking about kids. We're thinking about how we're going to make ends meet, where my love is. All of the things that are here in this physical realm that we are working on, that's what we're really thinking about. And when those aha moments come, sometimes we miss them, which is why I'm bringing this up, because I almost missed my aha moment by not telling everybody last night that I had an aha moment. So please look around. You'll smile. It makes you smile. It makes you know you're connected. It makes you know people are with you, your loved ones. Even it'll tell you information. I knew a client who was thinking about which direction to go, and they looked up and it said, go north on some airline. And they were thinking of where to take a vacation, and it was between two vacation spots, north for skiing, south for beaches. And they had that aha moment and went, I'm going north skiing. I've got it. So again, they work in different ways. You can find a penny on the ground and it's a heads up. So you were maybe thinking about what to do in business or a love life, and you look at that penny and it's saying, heads up, go for it. So take these aha moments. They come. There's a lot of them. And just remember that it's just not about this physical plane. It's also about our spiritual and ethereal plane too. So just breathe and look for those moments, synchronicity, how we relate and we react to spirit, to other dimensions, to ourselves and our consciousness. Know that we're out there. We're spirit. We're energy, and things do affect us and can affect us. Here's a good another aha moment. I can't figure it out yet, but my phone went off this morning at 5:50. I was just walking out my bedroom door actually it was 5:45, and the phone rang. Well, I ran to pick it up, and it was said it was my girlfriend, Diana. Well, what would she be calling me this early for? When I picked up the phone, it was her husband, and he goes, hello? And I said, hi, Lou, is something wrong? And he goes, no, what did you call me for? I wasn't anywhere near my phone. So when Diana heard that, she called Bobby 5 minutes later and said, wow, somebody has a message for me through you. So I'm going to wait all day and see if I have it. Actually, maybe she has a message for me. And that's pretty cool. I'm still waiting on that aha moment, and I'll let everybody know what that is. So before I start getting into talking about soulmates, free will, and past lives, which is going to take a while, I will get to callers. I want to tell you what's coming up this week and next, the week after. The week after, I'm going to start with the 20th through the 24th. I am going to New York. So if there's anybody in New York, I will be staying in Manhattan. I'm just going to see the sights. I hope I get to see anybody that's there. But I am going to do New York like I've never done New York before, because usually when I go, I'm seeing people, I'm doing events, or I'm just in mom mode trying to filter out all the disasters that are happening. So the Monday, the 20th through the 24th, I will be going to the Twin Towers, the Ground Zero. I know I will be very somber at that point, because I know there's a reason they're pulling me there, spirit. I also am going to try restaurants I've never tried. We're going to go to the Statue of Liberty. We're going to go to Greenwich Village, Soho. So I'm going to see New York like I was a tourist. So I will not be here the 20th to the 24th. I am going to see if I can put up some shows from past, some of our fabulous and wonderful, really crazy shows. You know, I think all of our shows are fabulous and wonderful, so it'll be to be announced. If I am not there, you will know that I couldn't get the shows up. Next week, if I am still here, because Spirit was telling me don't put anybody in, but I have also used a disclaimer. If I have to go away quickly, that they would know that we'll have to reschedule. So Monday, you've got me, and me. It's wake up world, and we'll be more of the same unless Spirit brings me something else to talk about for you. But I have a feeling we're going to go through all different aspects of past lives, souls, twin flames, and right now that's going to take at least a month. So unless we get through it really quick. So Monday, more of the same, but Combo and Coffee with Me, Wake Up World. Tuesday, we've got back Leslie Journey. She was on yesterday. Oh my, we rocked that house. She used to be with us every Thursday, and then she moved. She got into other ventures, and she so misses it. But with the show changing and bringing guests, she is going to pick days that she can come and that I can work with. And we just are so cool together that, you know, both of us miss that combo and reading. So she will be with us Tuesday. I know she didn't get to everybody on Thursday yesterday, so come on back in. Leslie Journey and I are going to rock that house. Wednesday, of course, is Ron Cole, our Astro Tarot guy, also Mind Control, Silva Mind Control, which we'll get into after we do the Major Arcana. He just went through the coolest cards. I think he went through number 11. So we're up to number 12. And don't ask me what that is, because I'll have to pull my tarot deck out. He is so cool. He goes through each card and meaning, everything that's in the sky for the week. And I think we have a new moon coming, the 18th. So I know he'll be talking about that. And I'm sure he's going to be telling us about all those fire signs and where they are. He is just the neatest. He's a doctor of astrology and tarot. And Silva Mind Control, he taught. So this is too cool. You know, he doesn't like anybody thinking he's controlled your mind. But what he wants you to know is he teaches you how to control yours. And he regresses. He does past life regressions also. He's super cool. And you can get a hold of Ron. He does astro charts like you've never seen. It's a 2 to 3 hour reading. And he sends it to you. But he also talks to you either on the telephone. He does readings for very famous people, very influential people. And you can get a hold of Ron at livingastro@aol.com. And you can put Bonnie Alber's show and he'll know to answer you. Or you can put Wednesday's show because he's on there. After Ron Cole on Wednesday comes the girls. We're the Metaphysical View. We've got Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brandt, and me. All of us are giving you our opinions. Sometimes we agree, and sometimes we see things differently. But most of the time, we're giving you the information Spirit gives us all the time, actually. So it's pretty cool. We all really rock with each other well, and it is a neat show. It's fun, and we just love it. And Thursday, I have a new guest. He is really a very nice guy and a healer. His name is Bob Brown, and he has a show on right after me on Wednesday called Over the Rainbow. Now, he called and asked me to be on his show, and I usually hesitate because I am a host, and I usually end up taking over the shows because you know how I am. So I don't always love when people ask me to be on the show unless they know me and know what I'm going to come and offer. So he did hear me, and he so wants me, and I think I'm going to be on his show May 15th. So when we were talking, I said, well, why don't you jump on my show? Because I could feel his aura, and I think he'll bring you some really cool stuff. He is a UK medium, and he is new to the show as far as a guest. His name is Bob Brown, and tune in on Thursday because he's pretty interesting. And then Friday, of course, is wrap up your week with me, which is what we're doing today. So before I get to the phone lines and wrap this week up, I do want to talk to you about one thing that is just, I love ending the week on positive notes, and I am going to doing past lives and passions. I love passions. Passions is what we feel deeply about. It is what we relate to. It is what we feel. It is what we rock in this physical life. All of us need a passion, whether it's for people, whether it's for books, whether it's for music, whether it's for birds, animals, pets, whether it's for theater. Any people have passions for cars and trains. The paranormal. Oh, I love my passion there. So we have passions, and usually we can relate them, link them to past lives. If you've got an affinity, but you can never figure out why, I mean, think about it. If you've got an affinity to, well, I'm going to use, you know, the metaphysics, past lives and mediumship, you know that you rocked that many lives before, and you're here to continue your journey through intuitive, mediumistic, psychic ability. And maybe because we're such an open society and becoming such an open society with Aquarius being our, you know, we're in the age of Aquarius, that you're going to see a lot of people born enlightened coming back again from past that want to be in this section and be reincarnated in the next 2,800 years, because we are going to be a much more open society about paranormal, metaphysics, any medium. Just think of all the shows you see on television, of which I need to be one. But you could see 10 years ago, you would have never seen the shows on paranormal, mediums, anything that rocked paranormal, mediumistic, psychic detectives, any of those. Even that, you know, we have James Van Prague, who wrote The Ghost Whisperer, which is a fiction show because it's got movie stars, but they're actually from his encounters with his clients. We would never have seen it. And how cool was that? Because people were addicted to that show, who didn't even believe in metaphysics, but really loved the principle or genre of the show. And that opens your mind to other people that actually are doing it in this physical life, that actually have those gifts. People aren't afraid of them, aren't worried about them, because see, now it's open on TV and they can relate to the movie stars and the things, and it's intriguing. And then it opens their mind to what's really happening on the earth plane. I love it. He was super innovative when he made that show, and I think it was over 10 years ago, and it's just moved quickly into psychic kids, psychic detectives, Medium Tia, which I really like because she was a detective. I don't see Medium Tia on television anymore. She's the only medium I really liked watching on television, because she just, I mean, you saw her in her office. She had a lot of police and firemen because she was a detective for whatever police department. I think it was the New Jersey Police Department for 20 years. Just think, when she was on and she was involved in cold cases, they didn't know she was a medium or a psychic, but she was one of the top solvers of those crimes. So after she got out of the service of being a detective, she opened her shop, and she was on television. Just think, would we have seen any of that? 10, 15 years ago, even probably 7 years ago, just started. Maybe I'm losing track of time, but I know that we are rocking in this age all about metaphysics. Just think if you come in as a prodigy pianist. Really? Do you think that at 3 you can play Mozart's 8th or 7th or 6th? No, you got that from spirit. You brought that in with you from a past life. You might even be the reincarnate of Mozart or his energy. So I love looking at what people have passions for, because you can probably, actually, I know you can, look back into the threads of their past lives and see what they were and what they actually did through your passions. I love that, because I'm always about happy, and happy and passion, as long as you have great passions, happy passions, legal passions, and really fabulous passions, and you are really contributing to society or yourself with these passions. I love that. Then we have people who know that they go into a passion and they meet people who have the same passion. Really? Are we going to talk about, oh, it's a coincidence? Because, see, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in that we have a destiny, a plan. Yes, we have free will, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. We do have free will, but if you think you're coming off your plan, you can take a side route, you can take a long route, but eventually you're going to be back on track into what your life's journey was actually here to achieve. So I just love when I see people with certain affinities for things or passions for sports, which I love, for music, for theater, for metaphysics, and they meet that community. And when you meet that community and you really bond well, you know that you've met your soul family, your soul friends, your soul karmic reincarnates. And I love the word soul karmic reincarnates, because we all have a mission here. We're not just here to have a happy time, or we would stay in spirit. Actually, we're here to have a happy time plus work on what our soul and our energy needs to move to the next level. So I love when I see soul karmic incarnates, because they're here to work on something with themselves, with karma between them, between a group. And here is a example, because I'm going to use it between two loves. So you meet somebody that you are madly in love with, but you don't know why. They are opposite. You like to shop, they like to do something else. You like to have fun, they're more closed. But the two of you feel that bond. And then you meet each other's friends. And you might not like his friends, he might not like your friends, but you two work. So karmically, you're here to work on a relationship that you two had from prior lives. And it's interesting, because when I see that, usually the soul friends don't really work out. It's just the two of you, and you're here to work on something. I've seen the best relationships actually come out of people who are so totally different. Then you look at them and say, well, how did they ever get together? Karma! So I love seeing that. Then you'll see two people that meet each other when they're young. They played sports. They loved, one watched sports. The other one came to their games. Oh my goodness, all their friends are the same. They still have the friends 50 years into the relationship, into the 90s, and they're still, now they're losing friends, but they are soul friends and soul groups and soul harmony and soul karmic groups. They're here to be with each other, to teach each other lessons, to be there for life's ups and downs, and to progress as a soul group. So I love when I see that. Which one are you? Can you see which one you are? Look at your life. Who are you with? Your friends and their friends gel? Are you with people in a group that you don't really, that rub you the wrong way, but you're always with them? Or do you actually stay singly alone with your partners because you don't really have the same friends? you can read a lot about that and your karmic imprint with that person by looking at your soul mate, your soul friends, and your soul karmic reincarnates. And it's not always easy with soul karmic reincarnates because they're here to teach you lessons and you're here to teach them lessons. And it's not always easy lessons. So I think it's so interesting when you can kind of take a look and step back and look at your life and see which way you resonate. Are you here karmically with a soul group? Are you here karmically with a karmic soul group that you're working off things with? You always have karma with people you come down. But it's interesting to see when you're working in groups. And now if you're working singly, that's interesting. You might have a friend that really you like her, then you don't like her or him, either sex. You really just, they irk you to death, but you kind of love them too. Those are your soul karmic friends. They're here to teach you tolerance, diversity, that you can't always be right, as well as they're teaching you the same thing, that we're here to learn how to integrate, how to love and not love all at the same time, but really not judge, how we can look at people and say, well, I really like them overall, and I'm here to learn how to be tolerant when I'm not. And a lot of people can look at relationships in their family that way too. So we're here to be enlightened, to love, and to learn. This is Earth School. Just think, it's not always recess in Earth School. So I absolutely love when I see what group you've come down with. Soulmates. Oh my, we could talk about twin flames. I don't love that term because then when you say that, people will say, oh, I met my twin flame, and 4 months later they're divorced. Well, what happened to your twin flame? Well, now they have another twin flame. Really, that's what I call soulmates. Soulmates can be a forever soulmate and actually turn out to be your twin flame, or they can be in your life for certain periods of time, teach you what you want and what you don't want from yourself, and then they disappear, or that relationship disappears and you go on to the next one. I do have to tell you, though, we are here to learn lessons. And we had a caller who I just adored, and I hope she's listening, who every time she had a relationship, the same problem was coming up, but she was young. So when I looked at her soul pattern and I looked at her aura, it was spirit was saying, here, we'll keep giving you the same thing. You keep don't learning your lesson. So that one came very quickly, and she must have wrote it in her life plan that if she doesn't learn the lesson, the next one needs to come. If she doesn't learn the lesson, the next one needs to come. And so what you saw with this caller was that she was meeting the same kind of guy with the same kind of sister, but she wasn't really working on why she couldn't get along with the sister. And she liked the guys, but she couldn't put up with their family. So when you meet the third person that you like and you still don't get along with the sister, you have to look at why you're getting men that have sisters that you're not able to connect with. So either you have to go back to the sister and find out why and look at that pattern. Once you find out, and you can, you might not be in that relationship, you might not like that sister and she might not like you, but you've got to have that conversation. Why? And once that happens, things change. And I believe the next boyfriend she would meet, if she resolved the sister issues and understand why she's meeting men with sisters that treat her that way, the next guy that comes into her life, when that lesson is learned and she's realized that she has a part in that also, then she's either going to meet a guy without a sister or one that just adores her. So it's so interesting to see karma hit you that quickly and karmic patterns. And that if you don't learn your lesson, you don't look at what is going on and what you need to change about yourself or about how you approach things with someone, because it's not always just you, it's that person too, and learn what the lesson is there, you don't move on. So that is when I see with soulmates like that, that can't find a soulmate and need to learn lessons. Soulmates are so beautiful. Some people go through three. Some people live with their soulmate. They meet them. They say I do, or they live with them. And at the ripe old age of 159 plus, you are holding hands and kissing each other's wrinkles. That's what we call twin flames. Or not even that it has to be your twin flame, but the soulmate that you came in here to learn about love, to learn about life, ups and downs, to hold each other's hand through thick and thin. We see that it's not as rare as people think, but today's society, it has become more rare. So it is something that we strive to find. Everybody wants to find love in that way, but sometimes we're not here to find that kind of love. We're here to work on different issues. So just remember, we wrote our life plan. And our life plan suits our soul. It doesn't suit somebody else's soul. It's not the journey that your friends or even your spouse or your parents have taken. They've come down here to support you, to help you with your lessons, but it's not their journey. So just remember, we planned our own journey to what our soul needs to grow. And where I don't say we're single, we came down here as a single energy with a lot of support. And that single energy is radiating and should love, compassion, help, and laughter, fun, and support. So if you can incorporate a lot of those qualities, you will see that you will be happier in life, that you will actually bring happiness to your soul, and your soul can walk down your journey. And there are people here to support that journey. And you need to find them, nurture them, help them support their journey, but not walk their soul path. And that's another, I'm going to take a caller, but that's another thing. When we get involved in people's soul paths, we want to make decisions for them. We want them to do it our way. We've actually created karma for ourselves, even if we feel we're doing good, because we haven't let that person walk their life path. We've actually assumed their life path at that point. So we'll talk more about that in just a second. I am going to get on with 928. 928, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Alfina.
Alfina?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Alfina. Where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, are you there with Leslie? Because Leslie, the girl who was just on yesterday, moved to Arizona. Where are you from? What part of Arizona?
Northern Arizona.
Is that Phoenix?
No, it's actually north of Phoenix. I'm not sure if you know Sedona and Flagstaff. It's like north of there.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you, I just saw Leslie 30 minutes from Sedona, or 15 minutes. I saw her living house that she's going to rent real close to Sedona. I love Sedona. Can you feel the energy where you are of Sedona?
Yes.
Oh, okay, girlfriend. So how can I help you today?
I'm actually communicating with someone right now, and I'm wondering what you pick up on it, or...
Okay.
I've asked you this question before.
Yeah, I need you to elaborate a little more, because I'm going to tell you, I work with questions. I mean, I could probably pull from... It'd take me an hour to pull all of what you need to know. So how I work, and I know you know this, is... I need a question. I need a name. I need how you're talking, because that way I can pull in a much more direct answer for you.
Well, his name is Ned. And I told you, when was this? Like a week or 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. there was a guest on the show. And you guys told me that the relationship is like worth it and stuff like that. And right now, we communicate through the phone. We actually made plans to meet like May.
Okay, well, here's what I, before you even go any further, the first words, because I don't remember my reading.
I know.
Because if you know about spirit, they bring download right into me. But if I remembered every download, I would probably have to break I'd probably have a great brain, but I don't. So what the first thing, and that's why I asked, the first thing I heard was yes, yes. So the question you're asking me is, how's it going to work out? Because you're nervous. But the answer is yes, yes. Tell me what the issue is that you're not sure of, because I'm not hearing that there's any issues. I think he wants to meet you, and I think you want to meet him. I think you're pretty shy, but bubbly.
It's kind of like, I don't like that whole cat and mouse game kind of thing that I kind of get from him, and I've sort of discussed this with him like not too long ago, and he kind of explained that that's not what it is. And I'm like, well, why is it that, you know, like I always feel I have to be the one to kind of like reach out to you. So
what did he say?
He just said that he wasn't aware that was what was going on.
I can tell you this. I feel like you're the more, and I always felt this, I feel like you're more of the aggressor in this. I think Ned is got some issues, and the issues are with trust, okay? And I think he's been hurt before. I think he's been, I think women have told him things, and then they haven't been truthful to him. So he kind of feels like, well, you know, I really like and want to meet this girl, but maybe I'll play that way too, because see, the other girls don't like it when I'm too like nice and forward, and I seem to get, you know, the short end of the stick. So I'll just play that like what they played me. But see, it's not working for him, because you just called him on it. I don't feel that he's this way. I feel that this is from his past. Once I think you go ahead.
That's what I've addressed, like from the very beginning, that I was actually really looking for someone to start a family with and to be with. I told him I wasn't playing games and that I didn't want to do that whole cat and mouse thing kind of thing. And he kind of told me that was what he was looking for too. But I know he did say that. He said that he didn't want to chase people. And I'm like, what did you mean by that? But
Yeah. Well, because I think it didn't work for him. I don't think it quite worked for him. And now he's kind of tired of it. So it's kind of like my daughter. She is an old-fashioned girl, and she wants somebody to pursue her. But that's not the way women are anymore. They kind of, women are very aggressive. I call this, and hey, I am too. So they called this, I called this 20 years ago. And what happens is women have gotten so many, they've gotten the jobs. They don't have to worry about that. They've gotten the sexual liberation. They don't have to worry about that. And the only thing, really, they can take care of themselves. And so they don't have to worry about that. So what women have done is they've gotten very, and I love this to a point, they've gotten comfortable in their own skin. So what happens is that they start pursuing people, and then when the guy gets aggressive to pursue them, they back off. Like, oh, no, I don't like you. And that's what's happened to him. So I hate to say this. So if I were you, and, you know, I'm really about the mysteries of life. So I think you need, I understand you're like, I said, my daughter, she doesn't like playing games. She doesn't want to be like batting her eyes and saying, hi, are you going to call me Wednesday? And he'll go, well, I'll think about it. And she'll go, okay. You know, you don't want that. But I can tell you that you can't, until you meet this person in person, you shouldn't even be thinking about, oh, well, I don't want to play games. Because you don't even know if your game of being like honest and truthful and wanting a relationship is going to work with him. So I would be more like this. I would just be a little bit more coy and say, hey, I really want to meet you. This is the date. And then I would leave it up to him. And then if he doesn't do it, then you can say, listen, I really am the type of girl who I want a 50-50 thing. And that means that you've got to give 50 and I'll give 50. But if I got to keep pursuing this, then for you it's not going to be good because I'm just going to get angry. And for me it's going to be that I feel like I'm chasing you and I'm going to just stop one day. So I don't know how you're going to work this, but I do feel...
I've already made arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Have plans to meet, and it's in May. But as of right now, I'm like, what is this? Is this a relationship that he really wants, or
I think he told him? Okay, go ahead. I think he told him out.
There's things involved too. So
yes, I don't know that. I do. I feel that. That's why I'm telling you, he's not going to. He's more detached than you because he doesn't know how this is going to work. I'm telling you, he doesn't, and he's not all that wrong. Okay, so I feel like.
So should I just stop then?
Yes. I'm going to tell you that. Well, I hear yes, yes when you called. So if your question is he going to meet with you in May? It's yes, and the other yes is should I stop? Yes. So there you go. There's your yes.
Oh no, my
yes.
question.
What was your question?
Really was, like, is it worth it? Like, is this something that I should, you know, be patient and pursue or, you know.
Okay, so that was the first question. That was the first question. That was yes. And what was your second question? Because it came real quick just now. Should I stop?
If he wanted this, like, if this is something that he wants.
Yes, yes. But you're going to have to be patient. And I don't feel that you shouldn't, I don't feel that you should push this until you first meet him, and then I feel you'll know. You know, you're
okay.
You're building, because you're building this up in your brain, and I can feel it, is that this is going to be like great, and I can't wait, and I'm so excited. But really what you should be going in, and I tell everybody this, especially if you didn't meet them, you haven't met them, is this. Go in with this feeling of, hey, I am meeting a really good friend. I'm meeting a friend, possibly, you know, a partner, but I'm going to go in just as friends. And if you go in as that, you don't disappoint yourself and you don't get overly crazy. Because I feel like I can already see where you're going, but he's pulling back. He's not there and he's saying nice things to you, but he's leery. Because he doesn't want to move that quickly. He's got issues and things he's got to take care of, even if it does work out. So if I were you, and I'm going to tell you, I want you to do this so bad, and I want you to call me, or so good, please go in with the no expectation, no confining, no string or rope around his neck. And go in just saying, hey, this might not be right for me either, but I'm going to meet a nice friend. And that's how you should be taking this relationship. So when I heard, do you feel like this is something to pursue, is yes. Do you feel I should stop? Yes. Because the thing is that you're going in with the attitude that this is going to be the love of your life. And you should only go in with the attitude that, hey, I'm meeting an interesting person. Right now I'm interested, but we're only friends. At this point, and I think you'll be happier because you'll know when you meet him.
Okay, so I think I should just probably stop with all the communication then until I actually meet him. Like,
well, unless he starts with you, yes. You've already made the date. You've already communicated. You already got, you know, your foot in the door, and let's see where he takes it. Because if he doesn't take it, this is not the relationship that you think that it's going to be for a long time. So that's what I would like to see you do. Step back a little. You already have the date. You already know you're going. And just step back a little and look at it in a better way of, hey, I really am interested, but I really don't know this guy. You really don't. If it works out, great, because a lot of them do. But I'm going to go in as I am excited to meet a new friend. And then if it is something different and you're sexually and emotionally and physically and intellectually attracted to him, let it be a big surprise when you meet him in person rather than doing it now. Because the point is, when you do it now and you build that whole thing up, you'll be disappointed. So go in with less, and maybe you're going to come out with more. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. That's not a bad thing. It's not meaning that it isn't going to work out. What it means is that you're putting too much emphasis right now on it working. What you need to do is put more emphasis on meeting him. Do you see? And seeing if it'll work. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, like I do. But that's the thing. Like, I don't want to just, I guess I don't want to feel like I wasted my time.
So yeah, but you don't know that. Well, wait a minute. If you listen to my speech, then you know that it's never a waste of time, that we aren't here haphazardly, or the people coming into our lives. There's a reason you have to meet him, and a reason you're going to possibly be with him or not. There is never a waste of time. A waste of energy never happens here. It's what you make of that energy. Like, if you meet him and he's not into it, but you are, then you're wasting your energy. But you haven't even met him yet to know where his energy sits with you. So I can already think that because you didn't hear, oh, it's going to be great, that you're going to be disappointed. But that's not it. You have to meet him, and your energies both have to mix to be able to know if this is going to move forward in the future. And that's all I'm saying. Don't make something before it actually happens, because that's when disappointment comes. Just be excited you're going to see him and meet somebody, rather than be expecting it to go like this way. Because I like his energy, but I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do this too fast, you're going to miss the ambiance of a relationship. That's what I'm hearing. And it might be that you're building yourself up for something that's not going to come the minute you want it to. Do you see? Because I think he has some things to work out.
Oh, God, that's going to take years and years and years and stuff or something like that. Like
No. Oh, honey, are you a Scorpio? What are you? A Libra,
no.
Scorpio? What are you? A Capricorn?
No, I'm a Sagittarius.
Ah, Sagittarius, then what is your rising sign? Because Sagittariuses go for it. They're fun-loving.
Capricorn.
That's why. Okay. I knew you'd have to have Capricorn. And Capricorn rising is the work, the put your foot to the grindstone. You're more of a Capricorn.
I have
a
Cancer too, so.
Well, that's okay. It's the Capricorn that you're using right now, because the Capricorn rising is what is what people see you as. So and the moon is what you feel like. So, honey, loosen up. Get that Sagittarius out, because you sound like a Sagittarius, but you're not thinking like one. Go have fun where it takes you. Great. If it doesn't take you where you want it, you move on to the next one. But you don't know why you're meeting him. And I would be really excited to meet somebody and know where this is taking me, especially with a Sagittarius. That's their energy. Okay?
Okay.
And call me and let me know how it goes.
Yes, I definitely will.
Thank you. Have a great day. And use that Sagittarius. Get out there. Have fun. Don't put so many restraints on, you know, that's your Capricorn, on what you're going to do, who you're going to do it with, right now, later. Just, you have the date. Go for it. Have fun. Be that swinging Sag that we all, you know, love. I'm a Sag rising, and my son's a Sag. So I know Sages, and they're fabulous, but they like to have their freedom. But you, because of your Capricorn, don't, and you don't want to give anybody else their freedom either. So just have fun. See where it ends up, okay? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Call me back. Let me know.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. I only have 5 minutes. I hope everybody has listened to the show. I do want to talk a little bit about free will, and then we'll go into it on Monday. But free will is really a cool thing. Free will means that you say, oh, you just came into this life and you really can do what you want. No, you can't. You have a life plan. You have a super life plan, and that life plan tells you that you have an agenda here. What that agenda is, we just don't know. We can look into our past lives. We can look into how we're living right now, and we can almost see the agenda. You can look at your north node and south node and know what you're here to work on. But I love when Mark Anthony is the psychic lawyer. He was on the show a couple Saturdays ago. He writes the new book, Evidence of Eternity. Love it. Everybody get it. And if you can see Mark, he's fabulous. One of the things he says, and he didn't say it in that book as well as he did in the last book, which he wrote, which was Healing Grief from the Other Side. And I love both books. He said, free will is like this. You're going down the road, big highway, and all of a sudden it branches off into three ways. Which way do you go? Okay? None of them are wrong, because at the end of those three roads is the highway again. So the free will are your spokes, your decisions of how you're going to get to the other side of that road. One will be the right way where you don't, you know, you just breeze right through at 50 miles an hour and you learn your life lessons easy, quickly, and you go. To the right, it might be, wow, you got to stop for a second because something happened. There's a crash in the middle of the road and you don't get to that highway for three more hours. On the left, oh my gosh, there's an elephant crossing the road and you got to wait until it crosses, or you got to help it across. But all of you are going to get to that big highway after the branches, the one you choose. That's the free will. It's called time, because you have an agenda to work on here, and your spirit guides, your angels, your masters, and whoever you call your source, God, I always say my higher source, you will meet that agenda. That's what you're here to do, but it's when and how you get there. That is your free will, and that's time, and hopefully you will accomplish. I know there are people here with a big agenda, and they want to accomplish it, and so they might have problems after problems after problems, lesson after lesson after lesson, learning, and at the end of their, existence on this physical plane, they smooth through, or they haven't written that in their plan. So, and they might have only gotten to a few of the things on their agenda. Well, you're coming back. So free will is time and the branches or the roads that you take, but the agenda is still there. The road of your soul journey and what you're supposed to do is still there. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I only have 90 seconds left. I want to tell everybody that I so appreciate you all being here and listening. I appreciate everybody in chat if you're in there. And I so hope that you like what I bring you. And just please drop me a note. Let me know. You can go to my webpage, www.bonniealbersonair.com. You can go into the contact, and if you don't want a reading, you can just send me a form of what you want, what you'd like to hear, or get my address, and my email address is on that page. It's balbers714, which everybody needs to know is my birthday, at AOL.com, and just tell me what you'd like to hear. Now, I got to tell you, Spirit usually brings it to me. They hound at me till I look it up, till I get all the work, till I do the research, till I, of course they download what they want you to know. And so I sometimes don't have that choice, but I will tell you that I hope I'm bringing you interesting and intriguing and thought-provoking subjects. So have a great weekend. I love you all. I hope that you join me on Wake Up World on Monday with Bonnie. And what a great couple weeks we have. And thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here again. And have a happy, healthy, loving, safe, and wonderful and fabulous weekend. Goodbye, everyone. I will talk to you on Monday.